are confident that the board members vote within the public interest and based on the facts on the record. By requiring the board to document the reasons for an action by findings of fact, the public can be assured that board members are voting based on their expertise rather than their conflicts. These findings would give the public a written basis for controversial board decisions. Possibly each board member could additionally be required to produce personal findings explaining to the public their individual reasons for a particular vote. These additional obligations would require increased staff support, but if the board is to regain the confidence of the public, then they are very much needed and long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you. I might add for the rest, we have two more here. I have a meeting at 10. We're going to lose our majority here to move the bill. So if we don't move on, we won't be able to move the bill today. So please keep your comments short if it hasn't already been said. Jeff Stephan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I will be as brief as I can. My name is Jeff Stephan, representing United Fishermen's Marketing Association. We represent commercial fishermen that are affected by the Board of Fisheries process. We support House Bill 542. We applaud your efforts and those of the sponsor, Representative Osterman, for taking the time to work and address this issue. We hope that the governor and the legislature are very careful in the appointment and the confirmation process of board members. We hope that the board is made up of persons who are capable of conducting the public business in a manner that does not exercise any personal or financial conflicts of interest that they may have. We note, however, that it has been quite frightening in the past on occasion when it is quite obvious that a board member has an obvious predetermined bias with regard to a particular regulatory matter. We note, however, that these predetermined attitudes and bias may or may not be based on financial conflict of interest. The board process can and has been hamstrung because of the current status of the ethics rulings by the Attorney General. Additionally, we have concern that the current process leaves the option open for any administration to direct or control the policy and regulatory autonomy of the board through the offices of the Attorney General by virtue of the authority that the AG holds to disqualify board members from voting. The AG can hold and exercise de facto control over the board regulatory process through this power that they hold. While you can take action to modify the board process by changing the ethics requirements or otherwise making drastic changes to the structure of the board, you are not getting to the root of the problem entirely. The underlying process of the board should be addressed. The board should be required to produce findings on significant regulatory issues, and specifically with regard to any regulatory action where the board's allocation policy is required to be considered. Written findings should be required. They should be required to address issues of costs and benefits in a significant and substantive manner. They should be required to consider alternative regulatory options. They should, and before the board adopts, amends or repeals a regulation, the board should be required to produce findings that prove that the board substantively and reasonably considered as a basis of regulatory action the economic impacts, the costs and benefits, the environmental impacts, and the conservation impacts of their action. In conclusion, we support HB 542 as a first step in improving the board process, and we note that it is the structure that is not in so much of need of fixing as the process itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Dean Paddock foregoes his time here. He does support the bill and would like to have it moved. I would like to entertain a motion to move this bill from committee.
So moved.
Any objections? If not, so ordered. Thank you. Nothing more to come. There being nothing more, no more business before this committee, this meeting adjourns at 10:52 a.m. Thank you.
9:52. I think it is. Getting a lot more authority, so I don't have a problem. I think they.